The parable of the leaven in Matthew 13, verse 33, is one of the shortest stories Christ has told as a parable, as recorded in the New Testament Scriptures. And yet to us today, it is perhaps one of the most important for us to understand. I realize that many ministers do know and have some understanding that the leaven here actually means unscriptural doctrine. But unless you understand also the source of that leaven or the source of that unscriptural doctrine, you still might be deceived by such doctrines. That is why it behooves us, as disciples of Christ, to search the Scriptures to see what this leaven is. Yesterday, of course, we saw that this leaven was given in Matthew 16, Mark 8, and Luke 12 as the leaven of the Pharisees, meaning the teachings or the traditions of the Pharisees. These false Pharisaical teachings were what would, in the kingdom of heaven, if you please, change the doctrines of God and make them of none effect. In Matthew 15, Christ literally says that these false teachings, with their power of deception over the minds of men, make the commandment of God of none effect. Now, let us not take away from the power of God's Word. This does not mean that God's Word is powerless on the minds of men. But remember also that Paul and Peter and the book of Revelation makes plain that in the end of the age, most of the people of the world would deliberately turn to false doctrines. They would turn away their ears from hearing the truth. They would turn to Jewish fables and old wives' tales. Now, why in the world do we not see that that must mean, if it is true, that most of Christendom would be deceived by false doctrines, by the traditions of the elders, or the false doctrines of the Pharisees? Some of you people, I know, must be members, for instance, of the YWCA or the YMCA. Those are supposed to be Christian organizations. We have a rather large YMCA program here in the city of Phoenix. If you will read the list of their activities and classes, you will find they teach all the way from belly dancing to golf to ping pong to checkers to sewing and so on, and they do have one class on the Bible. One class on the Bible. That class is taught by a Jewish rabbi. By a Jewish rabbi. Now, the Jews are the physical, literal descendants of the Jewish Pharisees of Old Jerusalem. The religion of Judaism today is actually the religion of Phariseeism. Judaism is its modern name, and it was their false doctrines which, according to Christ in his parables, was to leaven the whole lump in the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven, of course, is identified in several of the other parables as being on the earth. The field is the world, as Christ said when he explained the parable of the tares and the wheat. Now, this doctrine that the Jews are the descendants of the children of Israel and that they are the chosen people of God originates with the Pharisees. It originates with the Jews. And that teaching has been insinuated into what we call the Protestant religion, also into what is called the Catholic religion, almost without exception. The people across this land who claim to be ministers of God and teaching God's Word teach that Jewish fable. They also, of course, in order to cover it up, teach that the kingdom of heaven is not on the earth, that it's up in heaven. They teach that you people who are really the Israelites are non-Israelites, and that you have no inheritance on the earth except as you get it through the Jews in their kingdom. And these traditions of men have the power to blind men and make the commandment or the Word of God of none effect. That is why today, of the millions of churchgoers in America, most will admit in conversation they know little about the Bible. The same people who will talk to you by the hour about the rapture and about how they're going to heaven when they die and how they're Gentiles, if you actually sit down with them and try to go through the Bible and read certain verses of Scripture and discuss them, you soon find they are ignorant of the actual Word of God. They know the doctrines of men. They know the traditions of men. They have been taught the traditions of the scribes and Pharisees, but they have not been taught God's Word. And that's what this parable in verse 33 of Matthew 13 actually means. The kingdom of heaven will be leavened with leaven. And I would suggest this. If you want to find out if a certain minister knows the truth of God's Word, God's Bible, or knows what the Bible calls the gospel of the kingdom, you ask him for an explanation of Christ's parables. If he cannot give you a reasonable, logical explanation of even the simple parables in Matthew 13, then the probability is that he has been taught and believes the fables of Jewish Phariseeism. And, of course, that blinds him to these. Now, these three measures of meal we find in this short parable can be any one of several things, and here is the reason. We have three divisions in God's law, three divisions in any nation, and three divisions in government. So this could fit all of them, and of course, all of them have been leavened with the leaven of the Pharisees. We have the divisions in God's commandments called the law, the statutes, and the judgment. Three divisions. In every Christian nation, we have the church, the state, and the people. In the government itself, we have the legislative branch, the judicial branch, and the executive branch. Our entire society is divided into three, and all of them have been corrupted with the leaven of the Pharisees. Now we're going to discuss the first parable in Matthew 3. I left that until after we went through the parable of the leaven and the parable of the tares because it is easier to understand when we understand those two. First, let's read the verses following the parable of the leaven, verse 34 and 35 of chapter 13. All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them that. Now here again is another reason why he spoke or taught in parables, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. And those teachings are prophesied in Psalm 49 and Psalm 78. But notice, these parables are to reveal things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. That fits what Christ told the disciples after they came to him in verse 10 and asked him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He said, Because it was given to them to know the mysteries of the kingdom. But he also said in verse 17 that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. So Christ said twice, in two different ways, in Matthew 13, that these things revealed in the parables had not previously been revealed. The prophets desired to know them and did not know them. And here Christ says in verse 35, these things have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. That means only in what we call this Christian dispensation could we understand the truth of the gospel of the kingdom. And one of the most simple truths of the gospel of the kingdom is that the kingdom of heaven is here on the earth now, occupied by both the children of God and the children of the devil. Let's read this parable of the sower in chapter 13. My time is going so rapidly, perhaps we'll just read it today, and then we'll discuss it further tomorrow. The first one, and he's speaking both to the disciples and the multitudes, verse 3 of Matthew 13. Behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them, but other fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who have ears to hear, let him hear. Now, all of these are parables of the kingdom. So this has an application to the kingdom of heaven, just like the rest of them. I'll not try to explain it today because my time is too near gone, but this parable, like the parable of the tares and the wheat, was not only given by Christ, but it was explained. Verse 18 through verse 23 explains the parable, and with that explanation, and what we have already learned, will give us further understanding of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, these things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. They are actually happening right before our very eyes, and apparently only those who have their eyes opened by God can see them. You'll be with me tomorrow, and we'll discuss the parable of the sower using Christ's explanation and other verification from other parts of the Scripture. And you'll be with me tomorrow and have your Bible if you can. Until then, goodbye. God bless you. Read that Bible and pray for Christian America.